This week's Torah portion is called Ha'azinu. It contains Moses' final words of prophecy in the form of a song. The song begins with the word Ha'azinu, give ear. It comes from the Hebrew word for ear, ozen. Moses is essentially telling the Israelites to listen up to the important words he is chanting. I would like to interpret Ha'azinu to mean, listen to me with an open mind, as if to say, lend me your ear or hear me out. Don't just stand there and listen to words which go in one ear and out the other, but make a sincere effort to truly understand what I am telling you. Listening is at the heart of Jewish tradition. The primary mitzvah associated with Rosh Hashanah is to hear the shofar. The blessing recited just prior to its blasts is Lishmoa kol shofar, to listen to the voice of the shofar. Its sounds are designed to echo against your bones and reverberate upon your soul so that you take the message of the awesome days and place it upon your heart. Perhaps Moses chose to articulate his message in song because music also touches the soul. Its sounds were likely to motivate the Jewish nation to listen to his sacred words with integrity and ultimately keep their covenant with God. Listening is not easy. It takes time and energy and a lot of things that we don't always give. A meaningful discourse begins when two people meet and speak to each other face to face. Phone calls, emails, and text messages are often ineffectual methods of communication. They do serve a purpose, but not when it comes to issues of overriding significance. An in-person meeting indicates a willingness by both parties to listen to one another and understand each other's points of view. During a pandemic, of course, a Zoom meeting should suffice as well. Many friendships and familial relationships go sour because of a misunderstanding which often results from a lack of listening. Perhaps one party misread a couple of words in an email and responded with anger. You are all aware of the fact that there is a great divide in our country. At the root of much of the hostility is our inability to listen. Social media has many great benefits, but it has crippled meaningful dialogue in society. We tend to throw around sound bites, hashtags, acronyms, and slogans, avoiding the rigors of a genuine conversation with another person. Such poor communication causes a breakdown in the way we relate to one another. This past week, we lost a well-respected Supreme Court Justice, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her pursuit of tolerance and listening to the other is well known. When relating to others, she sought to know people and seek commonalities with them. She was very close friends with Justice Antonin Scalia. Though the two differed sharply in ideology, they nevertheless had an impeccable personal relationship. It takes effort, but we should all aspire to her example. In order for a civilized society to flourish, we must reach out and listen to those who think differently than we do. May God grant us a listening and full heart so that we may each understand one another and recognize the divine image inherent in every human being. We pray for this vision now. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.